Watchdog, UN to release record number of anti-Israel reports next month. By Deborah Danon on February 17, 2019. Tel Aviv, the United Nations Human Rights Council is set to launch an unprecedented assault on Israel next month, including releasing a series of reports singling it out for alleged war crimes and human rights violations, and a thinly veiled call for a boycott of the Jewish state, watchdog group UN Watch said. The UNRWA will meet on March 18 to discuss the findings of an investigation, led by a former aide to President Jimmy Carter, Santiago Cantón of Argentina, into the IDF's use of lethal force in the weekly riots along the Gaza security fence in which 190 Palestinians were killed, dozens of whom the Hamas terror group claimed as its members. The bloody riots, which were billed as peaceful protests, include infiltrations into Israeli territory, launching incendiary devices into Israel, burning tires, hurling stones and Molotov cocktails at IDF troops, and sniper fire that ended in the death of one soldier and the injury of another. According to a UN official who spoke anonymously to Israel's Channel 12, the report will likely charge Israel with war crimes and crimes against humanity, while legitimizing the Palestinian so-called March of Return protests. The UNHCR will also include a report on companies who do business in the West Bank, Eastern Jerusalem and Gaza, a move that could expose them to legal action and UN Watch described as a thinly veiled form of anti-Israel BDS. It's time to say enough is enough, UN Watch's director Hillel Noya said in a video filmed outside UNRWA headquarters in Geneva. He also charged the council with singling out Israel while giving a free pass to the world's worst abusers. In June of last year, the U.S. withdrew from the council and cut aid, citing among other things its unrelenting bias against Israel.